Still a very confusing picture coming out of Libya, but there's some. We do have eyewitness reports of bodies laying in the streets of Tripoli. Forces loyal to Colonel Gaddafi, perhaps mercenaries, reportedly are shooting freely in the streets, planes dropping what are described as small bombs. Some in Libya have gone so far as to call this the beginning of a genocide. Here's Ibrahim Debashi. He was the Libyan deputy representative to the United Nations, and he spoke on Al Jazeera Monday.
Well, what's going in Libya is a real genocide against the Libyan people. The Colonel Gaddafi is shooting his own people.
But early Monday morning, Muammar Gaddafi's son, Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, denied those claims on state television.
The day before yesterday, I heard that more than 250 people were killed and more than 180 injuries. This was unimaginable exaggeration.
We're joined now by Joe Stork, Deputy Director of the Middle East Division for Human Rights Watch. Joe, your group is one of the few groups that's actually bringing us reports of death tolls here. How are you able to confirm deaths?
Well, I don't have any colleagues in Libya at the moment, but they have been there in the recent past. They've made contacts with rights activists, lawyers, and hospital officials on the ground, and it's through those contacts by email, by phone, by Skype, and so forth that we've been able to get the figures we've put out, which currently stand at close to 300 in terms of numbers that we're pretty confident of, but we stress that those have to be very conservative because we're also getting those same reports that David Kirkpatrick spoke of about bodies strewn in the street in square areas of Tripoli and so forth.
Well, close to 300 since the beginning of the protests days ago.
Yeah, since the 17th. That's right.
Okay.
But as I say, that's definitely a conservative figure. That's what we've been able to get. That's sort of bodies who've been. Either people have died in hospitals or have been brought to morgues and hospitals. So we think there are many, many more.
Well, I want to list off for you some of the other reports that we're getting from eyewitnesses there, that there are helicopters roaming over the streets of Tripoli, shooting at protesters from the sky, that planes are dropping bombs, that foreign mercenaries who have shipped in who are just shooting.
Let me comment on that. I mean, we haven't been able to verify that aircraft are being used in shooting against protesters. We've heard those reports, but we've also heard reports just on Morning Edition this morning of a woman phoning in from Tripoli who lives there saying, you know, it's just not the case. We've also seen some accounts on Al Jazeera that the targets seem to have been military depots, ammunition depots, suggesting that perhaps it's a rogue pilot or, you know, someone not no longer working for the government responsible for some of those attacks. We just don't know.
Well, do you think that the Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is correct in his estimation that what the regime is carrying out in Libya right now is a violation of international humanitarian law?
Oh, I think there's no question about that. I mean, whether or not it's humanitarian law, in other words, law that pertains to armed conflict, I mean, we're talking about certainly potential crimes against humanity. I mean, it's a systematic use of systematic murder, you know, carried out on the orders of a government of military forces.
I'm wondering, we've heard a couple Libyan diplomats and officials, those who've already resigned their posts at least, describing what's going on as genocide. And I want to question whether or not you actually think this is genocide. It seems to me like that doesn't exactly fit the definition.
No, I agree. It does not.
But it appears that by using that term, genocide, that sounds like a call by these officials, at least, to bring in international help, that they are trying to get people to step
right
in.
I think that's exactly right. And I think they're entitled to use whatever, you know, rhetorical means at their disposal. Frankly, this is a very desperate situation. I mean, what we are suggesting that those diplomats do is to start a case through the International Criminal Court, a Crimes Against Humanity case against Colonel Gaddafi and his entourage. They can do this. There is a provision in the Rome Statute for non-state parties to file a complaint. It might not stand up to legal challenge, but it would be a way to signal the regime of Gaddafi, you know, that what they do today, they'll be accountable for it tomorrow.
Well, one last question for you. We spoke to a Libyan American who said that the time for changing course for the protesters passed, that at this point, no matter what happens, there will continue to be violence, that the regime will crack down even harder if the protests end in order to squash all oppression. Do you think that's true, that there is no turning back?
Look, I think a week ago I would have said this is still a regime very much in control. That's obviously changed radically since then. So I think we just don't know, and we're doing our best to get the information out.
What is your information for the protesters themselves? Is there any information you have or guidance from them coming from your sources inside the country of Libya that might help them in terms of safety?
Well, I think certainly there needs to be free passage on the borders. People need to be able to get out into Tunisia, into Egypt. As far as I know, on the Egyptian border anyway, that is possible to do. So that's certainly one step that can be taken in terms of sort of humanitarian assistance. There's obviously going to need to be medical presence, the humanitarian presence in terms of Red Cross and other agencies that at present they're not present in Libya at the moment.
Joe Stork is the Deputy Director of the Middle East Division for Human Rights Watch. Thank you so much for joining us, Joe.
Thank you.
As you heard, his group, Human Rights Watch, is very conservatively estimating that so far nearly 300 people in Libya have been killed since the beginning of the protests there on the 17th of this month. He says those numbers could go much, much higher once the violence is over.